What's going on, baby? All's good.
Well, hey, it's great to have you here. Do you realize that for other large fellows, the suit jacket and hoodies, because you've done it and you've pulled it off, it has given me permission to do it whenever I want?
You dang right. I'm going to need it tonight with this weather. But, you know, hey, listen, they don't understand the stress. You know, I was a big fella growing up, couldn't wear a collared shirt, polos don't fit. Hoodie's the only thing that could go. And you know what? Throw a sports coat over it and let's go. That's how we make our look work.
Andrew, a lot of reporting over the previous 24 hours suggests Kevin Stefanski will be safe at the end of this season. Do you agree with that sentiment?
Yeah, I mean, I think you look at it. I mean, it's been a tough situation for them. I think anytime you have a situation here where you've had, one, the quarterback's been not healthy, and then, two, he's also just not played up to the level that you traded for and hope that you know, the investment you made. I think it's tough to throw it all on the head coach because outside of those things, they've really performed well. You look when Flacco came in last year, the run they were able to make. Obviously, that means operationally you're doing some good things. So I think it's just tough to really just throw the judgment on, hey, do you keep him or do you not, just off of basically the fact that this investment you made, it was a huge investment from draft picks, from money, from everything else, has really just not given you anything to be able to judge anything else off of because there's been a failure there from either the injuries or the lack of good play.
Andrew, I got to ask you, obviously the Browns 2-8, the Steelers have the inverse record, which is better to have. How do you see this game going down tonight?
Well, listen, it's AFC North football. I mean, I played in this division for 11 years. We all know that you can kind of throw all that stuff out when you get into these games. And then, oh, by the way, throw weather on top of it. I think it's going to be an interesting one. I think this game will be tight. I think the weather will lead to that a little bit. And depending on what we end up getting with the wind.
Do you think Jameis is auditioning for
the best tonight?
Do you think Jameis is auditioning for next year? Or do you feel like it'll just be the end of the season and that's it?
Well, I think if you look at it, they've got to make a decision on what they do. Do you do the Russell Wilson, Denver Broncos situation and eat the money and move on and break this team up? Or do you say, hey, like they've kind of hinted at that they think they want to still continue to have some form of a competition, then I think anybody that gets an opportunity to play for them is auditioning. Because if he can turn this thing around, if you can have that positive finish to the season, you'd be hard-pressed to let him leave just because you've created a positive vibe here and they already had that happen with Flacco leaving last year, you know, after maybe being able to make the playoff run.
Andrew, I got to ask you here. Andrew Whitworth on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. For $1 billion, you got to have one more snap, and you get to choose. It's going against Myles Garrett or T.J. Watt. Who you choose in? Meaning, if you win, you get the $1 billion.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's what I would say. I will probably only select T.J. for one simple reason. He doesn't play over the left side a lot because if I'm taking one more snap, it's at left tackle. So maybe that gives me an advantage. But the good news for me tonight is the best part of this game is I get to watch these two guys go at it and nobody's touching me. So I already feel like I'm winning a lot of money.
Andrew, apologies for the weather. If it was Tuesday Night Football, you would have loved it right now. But the weather's not great. Nick Chubb, though, probably going to be relied on pretty heavily tonight. What do you see the workload for Chubb and then Jerome Ford in the backfield this evening?
Yeah, obviously, you know, you got some injuries again at tackle, so you're going to have to do something there. And then also this running game, got to get it going. I mean, this is something they've been built on, an identity of this football team over the last few years, and it just hasn't been up to what it used to be. And that's going to be a huge thing tonight because I think if this win gets up, it's going to be a real challenge to throw the football around the field. So you're going to have to run it well, and they're going to need a big game out of Chubb that we've seen in the past. We've yet to have it yet this year. Maybe this is the chance for it to break out tonight.
All right, Andrew, got about 30 seconds left with you here, buddy. JP and I don't do predictions anymore. That's how bad this season has gone from a prediction standpoint.
I'll
ask you, what prediction do you have for tonight's game?
Yeah, listen, I had some of those years in Cincinnati. I know that feeling well. I would say I think it's going to be closer than we think. Obviously, don't think there's going to be a huge scoring affair, but I think tonight I'm going to go Steelers, I think, but only maybe by a field goal or two, and I think it'll be both teams under 20 points. So I'm looking at something, you know, probably either 20-13 or maybe like 17-13. We'll see.
We'll take a close game. Andrew, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. Keep on killing it. Great to see you succeed.
Hey, appreciate y'all, man. Thank you for the time.
Thank you so much. Andrew Whitworth there, Super Bowl winner, also now with NFL on Prime Video on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.